The other day, I called egg analyst Ken Tesey from Lake Crystal, vice president of MinStar Bank. I wanted to talk with Kent about the payment protection program administered by the Small Business Administration. It was part of the coronavirus aid packages that was passed by Congress. There's a lot of confusion about the payment protection program round one and round two.
Well, last week was a big week for announcements on some of these programs that affect farmers, in addition to the announcements related to the CFAP payments. SBA, the Small Business Administration, due to action with Congress, has now extended or will be extending the PPP deadline till May 31st, so another 2 months to apply for these loans. And that's pretty significant for some of the farmers that didn't get in on applying till back in January when they changed the criteria for PPP one loans, round one loans, and because you have to wait till round one's forgiven to apply for round two if you're eligible, and that takes about 56 days. So if they didn't get their round one application in till after February 1st or in February, the timeline was getting was very tight to get a round two application in, and this will make it much easier now. Now, you do have to apply for round one and get that approved and forgiven before you can apply for round two, so that just so everybody understands that. The round one, it was the initial one that was passed shortly after the COVID outbreak last April. And initially, there was a lot of question marks on farmer eligibility. And finally, it was determined that farmers, sole proprietors especially, that didn't have employees, how they apply for this. And, of course, this is SBA doesn't usually deal with farmers like that. And so there was some questions on that. Well, they kind of clarified then they would use Schedule F on their tax returns, which is the farm profit and loss statement. And initially, of course, it was determined that they would use line 34, which is the profit line, and it would be calculated off of that line. And because of what we just mentioned earlier with WIP Plus, a lot of farmers had losses. They had a poor crop year in 19, low prices, and so their 19 tax return had a negative profit number on Schedule F. Those farmers initially were not eligible, and I'm guessing across South Central, Southwest Minnesota, that probably impacted 30 to 40% of the farmers that initially, and in some counties, maybe over 50% were not eligible. Well, they came back then in January of this year and said, well, we're going to reopen round one. Now we're going to use line 9 of Schedule F, which is the gross income. So if farmers up to a gross income of $100,000 could apply. If you're over 100, you still use 100, and you divide that number on line 9 by 12 and multiply it by 2.5, 2.5 months, and that was what you're eligible for a PPP loan. So if you're 100,000 or more, you would be eligible for a PPP loan of $20,832. And so again, it's for a sole proprietor farmer, a fairly easy application to apply for and do. And a lot of farmers did that. And then you got to go through the forgiveness process, which requires that 60% be used for payroll expenses. And then you can use the rest for some other authorized expenses like rent and some of that type of thing. Of course, with sole proprietorships, if you don't have any other employees, basically you're paying yourself or your spouse, and so it's pretty easy to justify that payment. Now, they did not change this requirement for partnership. If a farm is set up as an LLC with a partnership or farm family corporation or partnership, they still got to work off of Schedule K and cannot use that same criteria off of Schedule F. So it's a little confusing there, but again, it made it a lot easier for a lot of farmers. Now, round two, anybody that applied. Oh, and the other thing on round one, if you applied for round one earlier and you got the loan forgiven, even if it was less than that maximum $20,832, they do not allow you to come back and reapply a second time. You got to now look at round two. And there has been some movement in Congress to try and amend that to allow those producers to come back and use their Schedule F to get to the maximum, and also to change the requirements for partnership, family partnerships and corporations that file as LLCs. But to this point, that hasn't been changed. Now, once you have got round one forgiven, then you can go to round two. The caveat and the criteria is exactly the same. You use your Schedule F, same maximum. The only difference here is in order to qualify for round two, you need to show at least a 25% reduction in one quarter of 2020 compared to the same quarter in 19. So, for example, if your livestock sales or grain sales were way down in the second quarter from basically April to June when COVID was really impacting the markets, and if you were down 25% from the same quarter in 2019, then you could file for a round two. And this is true with any business, not just farms, and that a lot of businesses could. Now, what some farmers are running into, of course, we had a lot of government payments kind of filtering in throughout the year in 20, and in some cases that put some farmers over that too high income level, below that 20 or above that 25% threshold, or I guess below it, to qualify for that. But again, look at the records. If you do qualify, you quite potentially could get that same maximum amount of $20,832, and you go through the same forgiveness process. Best thing you can do, you can either go online to the SBA.gov website under PPP loans, or contact your local lender, local banks, ag lenders. Most of them are working with it. If you got a lender or ag lender that doesn't want to help farmers, there's other ones that probably will. I know most local banks, we just had a conference call last week, are very busy working with these PPP loans, and I know like Farm Credit Services, Compeer, and others are Ag Country doing a lot as well. So there are, and most of them have been around long enough, most lenders are pretty familiar now with the PPP program.
Now, I got a call from my ag lender here in Faribault on Monday, or text message first in January, and I didn't get in on the round one originally because I didn't make a lot of money that year farming, and I'd done some tiling, so it wasn't worth it. All at once, then we could do that, and I thought I maybe applied for round two, but it really was for round one.
Right. Yeah, I think there was a lot of confusion initially there that everybody thought they were going automatically to round two, but the way it was set up, yeah, if you had never done a round one or completed the round one, you had to complete that before you went on to round two. And so basically what it meant for like folks like the situation you just mentioned, you could apply for round one, get that forgiven, and if you still qualified based on that 25%, come back and apply for a round two. So essentially double what your application is.
And it's a maximum whether you're a little farmer like Jerry. I mean, $100,000 gross income isn't a lot. Even a little part-time farmer like me easily gross that. Or whether you work 10,000 acres, a maximum was $20,800, wasn't it?
Right. Unless you're, if you're using Schedule F, it is. If you're using, let's say you're a farm partnership or corporation off of your Schedule K where you have employees, and you then obviously you can qualify for more if you're not using Schedule F. But if you're using Schedule F, you're correct. The size of the farm really doesn't make any difference because at least with on round two here, that's the maximum you could get. So It's really a benefit, I think, for a lot of small to mid-sized farmers because obviously, like you say, a lot of high percentage of firms hit that $100,000 gross. When they switch that to a gross income figure, that really was a benefit to small and medium-sized farmers.
Hey, again, let's Kent TC from Lake Crystal.